There are some beautiful passages in the Bible which reveal God's desire for us to lay up His Word in our hearts. Proverbs says, "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart." God's Word, written upon the table of our hearts, will have a powerful effect on our lives. The words of the prophet Jeremiah, "The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their hearts." Where sin was once written, we can write the Word of God. The Chinese Bible says, "Chisel God's Word upon the tablet of thy heart." What a tremendous help it is to have our hearts filled with God's Word. Often we are confronted by situations where we don't know what to do. How important it is during those times to have the Word in our hearts. Remember when the devil tempted our Lord 3 times in the wilderness? 3 times our Lord replied, "It is written, it is written, it is written." In doing that, He gave us an example that we should follow His steps. Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, used to say, "When confronted with the devil, don't argue, quote." People have often said to me, "But Leroy, I thought that scripture memory was for children." Not at all. It was David, the king, the man of God, the leader of the armies of Israel, who said, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." It was Moses, the lawgiver, the leader of the children of Israel from the bondage of Egypt, who said by the command of God, "These words, which I command thee this day, shall be in thine heart." The thing that helped me get started in scripture memory was a simple plan that helped me not only put the Word of God in my heart, but to keep it there. Note Proverbs 22:17 and 18. "Bow down thine ear, and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall all be fitted in thy lips." Hear a word of instruction and a promise. We are to keep the Word of God in our hearts. The secret of successful memory is review, review, review. The French have a proverb, "Repetition is the mother of all learning." The reason we know some phone numbers and not others is that we dial them more frequently. The secret of successful memory is review, review, review. Then the promise, "They shall withal be fitted in thy lips." Years back, a very wise man made a comment on that verse. He said, "We must lodge the Word of God within us as the commanding principle of life, the influences of which will be diffused throughout the whole man." I have discovered that to be true. May God bless you as you memorize His Word.